anybody come up
Blog
to me.
Blog Talk Radio.
You know, they're not honest, they always do.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here this week and looking so forward to our show today. We're on Realty Universal Radio, and typically the first half we talk about real estate, second half motivational, spiritual things to help you in life. Today we are actually having a wonderful guest on, so we're going to take up a lot of the show on this because this is very important information to learn about. I'm so excited, and we're bringing on Lloyd Burrell. He's an expert on EMFs, electromagnetic fields, and it's really interesting. He actually had a violent reaction. I can't wait to hear his story and get into this today. He had a violent reaction to his cell phone in 2002, and he spent the last 12 years researching the effects of electromagnetic fields on our health. We all use cell phones, we use appliances, there's power lines, just a lot to get into today. He's also the author of an ebook entitled How to Beat Electrical Sensitivity, which offers a solution to the growing number of people whose health is being compromised by exposure to wireless and similar technologies, also available through his website, which we're going to get more into. And I'm actually in Hawaii, and Lloyd's in France, which is just so wonderful how we can do this, and our listeners are from all over. Many are archive listeners, and you know how it works. And if you're not familiar with the show and would like to call in, the U.S. call-in number is 347-945-5428. Again, 347-945-5428. And without much more ado, I'd like to welcome Lloyd Burrell. Welcome.
Hi, Natalie.
Thank you so much for coming on. I guess it's about, what, 9 o'clock your time at night?
That's correct, yes, yes. A little bit of a time difference, but it's great to be on.
Oh, it's wonderful. What's your weather like over there right now in France?
It's what we call l'été indien. So it's a kind of an Indian summer, and it's very pleasant, actually. We're wondering when the autumn's going to start. It's a little too pleasant.
Oh, that's a good... You know, the weather, it's changing so much everywhere, isn't it? It's just like we can't... It's changing quite a lot. The last time I was over there, it was April in 2012, and we had... the weather was perfect for 2 weeks, and then it started raining and getting cold, but it was still pretty good overall.
It's been a bit of a wacky year weather-wise. Summer was a bit of a non-event, and then after the summer, sort of September, back end of the summer, October's been fantastic. So can't complain, I suppose, globally.
No, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. Well, I am so excited to have you on today. And you not only are an expert in this, in dealing with electromagnetic fields, you actually had an issue with it. So tell us a little bit about how you got started in this and what brought you to all this.
Yeah, well, you say I'm an expert. What I don't really consider myself an expert, although maybe other people do. But it's more what happened. I wasn't kind of destined to speak about or know anything about EMS. In fact, I knew nothing about EMS when this all started. And what happened was one day in 2002, I was running my business, I hadn't been using a cell phone for very long. I'd been using a cell phone for about 5 years, and I wasn't a particularly big user of a cell phone. I was running a holiday rentals business, and the cell phone was great because it got me out of the office. You know, I was able to be out on the park and do things. And it was actually one day in February 2002, I remember very clearly, a dry, sunny, cold day. And the cell phone rang, my cell phone rang, and I kind of scrambled to get it out of my pocket. I put it next to my ear. And I felt a kind of a strange reaction. Initially, it was just a strange reaction. It was a little bit weird, something not quite right. And I carried on the conversation, and I began to feel a bit peculiar, kind of a bit like after a heavy night on the drink, a bit like the after effects of that, like a hangover. Yeah. And I kind of continued, and anyway, got to the end of the call, and I thought, well, that's strange. And then the cell phone rang again, a few minutes later, because people used to ring me to, to reserve for the holidays and things. Their vacations, and it kind of, that's how it started. And what started as just something a little bit strange became then unpleasant, and then became a searing pain. And I got this searing pain, next to my ear where I was placing the cell phone.
And the same day, within minutes or time or?
Within minutes, really just. A bolt from the blue. But I thought, how you get things just come over you sometimes, I thought, well, I didn't really think too much about it. I just thought this is, very strange. But I didn't realize that it was going to change my whole life. This carried on for kind of days. And then eventually I went to the doctors, which is something I don't really do very often. Yeah, well, you just get on, things come and go, you get flu wave, and you just get over it. You think, well, you'll be fine. And I went to the doctor, and he said, oh, it's stress. And I said, well, I'm not stressed. I'm great, I'm feeling great. My business is going well, married, got two kids, everything's just going really great. And he said, no, you're stressed, and you need to go away for a few days, take a break, take a week off. Don't use your cell phone, and come back, you'll be fine. So anyway, took his advice. I thought, what else can I do? And that's what we did. So we went away. It was a good holidays for February, and we went away, and I was fine. And I came back, and the very first time I put the cell phone next to my head, it started again. And then it was really downhill from there, and I began to react to lots of things. I began to react to mine because I wasn't able to use my cell phone, so I started using my computer more. And I was reacting to that, and I was getting very sensitive to that, all kinds of symptoms, hot head, sensitivity to light. And then I got all kinds of other pains, aches and pains, like joint pains. And I began to react to pretty much everything, to the point where I was just not well in my own home, and I couldn't even use a landline, a regular corded landline telephone.
So how long did this go on for, before you started figuring out what was happening?
Well, this went on for 2 years before I kind of got a handle on all this. What happened was I thought I was the only person in the world that was reacting to technology in this way, because this was like 2002. And I did have the internet, but the thing is I couldn't go surfing on the internet because the computer made me feel sick. And at that time, I was very kind of skeptical. It's not like now where you've got kind of sites and you can, everything's kind of clear and above board and you can see, what's what. In those
Or you
days,
can Google it, but not try to figure it out, yeah.
There's a lot of information that was easy is easy to get to now, whereas then it wasn't. And so I just thought, this is me. And I literally thought I was going crazy because I was going around. I went to see my doctor. I went back to my doctor, obviously, and he told me to go to see other specialists. And the specialists, basically, they couldn't find anything wrong with me other than I had a little bit of blood pressure. And, in fact, I remember one neurologist notably in La Rochelle.
She
sat across the table and she said to me, look, you know, I see CEOs, I see cleaning ladies, I see, you know, people from all walks of life, and I've never heard of this. This is just a figment of your imagination.
Oh, that's horrible.
And so you can imagine, so I thought that, it's funny because I can't say as I believed her, but I was just going crazy with this. I just couldn't make any sense of it at all. And I just kind of buckled down and I did what I could, and I didn't speak about it either because, you know, when you've got something like accepted, like, you know, appendicitis or flu or, I don't know, something, you know, a horrible, you know, some kind of disease of fibromyalgia or something, or Parkinson's, you know, very unpleasant diseases. And you said, people say to you, what have you got? And you said, oh, I've got Parkinson's. Then people know what you've got. But when I had this, I didn't know what I got because nobody else that I knew had it. So one day I came over an article in my newspaper, which is the English newspaper, about a chap who was the CEO of a big company in the UK, quoted on the stock exchange. And this guy was so bad that he had to switch off the electricity at night to go to sleep. Couldn't use a cell phone, use a computer. And I thought, wow, this is it. This guy's like me. And in this article, to use the term electrical sensitivity, and that's where I kind of put a name to my symptoms. And it was really from there that things began very, very, very slowly to, I wouldn't say turn around, but I did kind of get my act together. And I started, you know, looking for solutions and researching, and that's really where it all started from that point forward.
Oh, you poor thing. You had to go through all that for all that time. That must have been just such a nightmare to not have anyone listen to you, to tell you it's in your imagination, and just to...
It was really tough, and I'm fortunate in the sense I get on with things. I'm not really, you know, like I was saying, you know,
right.
I just kind of get on. And I just got on with this. I'm not really one to, to be honest, when people, you know, sometimes you meet people and you say to them, how are you doing? And instead of them going, okay, great, they go, oh, I'm not so good today. I've got this, that, the other. And I've got a real hard time when people do that. I mean, it's not that I don't know what people's problems are, but, you know, I'm not really one to moan about things, you know. Moan about what's going wrong with me, or, you know, I just kind of get on. And that's what I did. And only that only takes you so far. And it was difficult. I'm very, very fortunate that my wife, you know, and family supported me through those difficult times.
Absolutely.
It was tough, yeah.
That's just so much to go through, and it's just so there weren't even specialists you could go to that said maybe it's chemical, maybe it's your hormones, maybe it's something else. Nobody was even giving you any, for those 2 years you weren't getting any type of direction from any of the physicians to send you to another one or another.
Nothing.
No brain tests, no like brain scans.
Brain scan, great. The thing is, you realize afterwards what a brain scan does to you.
No, I know, but I mean, did they do a brain scan?
They did a brain scan. They did a brain scan, and it all came out clear, of course. But and the brain scan, obviously, you know, I'm subjecting myself to even more EMFs, and that's
exactly
the problem, is when you have to kind of diagnose, you know, with the modern medical system, that you are, you know, invariably you're subjecting yourself to either EMS or some kind of chemical treatment. And none of that really did it for me, and my doctor did put me on some kind of treatment, and that just made me feel like a zombie. So it did kind of
it
calm the symptoms, but it wasn't a solution by any means to the problem, you know. It was just masking the symptoms. And so, yeah, it was it's like 2 years. But then it took me a long, 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 long time because I had to figure all this out, really, right from A to Z, you know, of how to deal with this, how to live with it, what to do about it, because I was just a guy running his business. I was trained as a like a, what we call a chartered accountant, which is a CPA in the States.
Uh-huh.
And that was what I knew about. And I literally did not know what electromagnetic fields were.
Wow, you truly are an expert in this because you've lived it, you've worn every hat in it. Now, you really are truly an expert because you've been through it, you've diagnosed it, you've just gone through it. It's just amazing. And I think it's just wonderful what you're doing now to reach out and help so many other people that are going through this. Do you find that there's a lot of people who are going through it? Or, of course, there's going to be many more because of such high cell phone use, et cetera.
There is an awful lot. There is, you know, we don't really know. There's been studies done on this, and there's different experts have got different opinions. And I think a conservative estimate is something like 4% of the population have this and know about it. But the problem is the people that have it but don't know, that to say that are, because there's something really I want you to understand here, is that, and this is why it's so important what I'm saying to everybody, is because, you know, it's like people say to me, oh, what's wrong with you? Well, actually, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm perfectly healthy, but I have a sensitivity to electromagnetic fields. And now this sensitivity is under control, but everybody is sensitive to EMS. Everybody is electrically sensitive because we are electrical beings. And
right.
So that's how our bodies are basically made up of about 50 trillion cells, and our bodies are communicating with electricity. And so we are electromagnetic beings. And so everybody is affected by these EMS. It's just that some people, what I came to realize afterwards was that I was fortunate that this all happened to me because it opened my eyes to this issue.
Wow.
And let me just be clear is, you know, when I got this, I wasn't like some couch potato that was eating burgers and fries all day long. You know,
right.
My wife, you know, we live in France. So in France, we eat very well. My wife, you know, shops at the market with lots of fruit and vegetables, fresh meat.
Oh, I love that.
Lots of exercise,
yeah.
Jogging on the beach and doing all this. I'm not talking about since, I'm talking about before.
Right.
So I'd already got the lifestyle. I'd already got the healthy lifestyle, or I thought I had, and yet there was something which I was completely overlooking. And this sensitivity tape, what came on in 2002, opened my eyes to this, you know, phenomena of electromagnetic fields and how important it is and how it impacts our health.
That's amazing. So what is the cell phone? Would you say the cell phone's one of the worst that we use because we have it to our ear all the time? Or, I mean, because I know electronics, EMFs, it comes from, you see power lines, you know, if people have overground power lines and live too close to it. I know in real estate, for years when be selling people land, we could get the gas and electric company to come out with a tester to see if the EMFs were too high, you know, if the house
right.
was too close to it, and just things like that. But I don't think any of us have been thinking about the cell phones, and they're, I mean, millions and millions. I mean, there's so many people are using cell phones now. So tell us, what is that radiation with the cell phone? How bad is that?
Well, so cell phones emit a form of electromagnetic field, EMF, which is called radio frequency radiation. And it works in, just to get a bit technical, it works in the gigahertz range. It varies really from depending on what cell phone company you subscription is with, and the particular technology that they use, that's to say different generations. You've probably heard terms like 2G, 3G, 4G, and the latest generation is 4G LTE. And so it varies, and these cell phones work on different frequencies. But it's basically a very high level vibration, something like 1.8 billion cycles per second. And so this 1.8 billion cycles per second, that's a vibration, that's a cycle, and that's the communication between your cell phone and the nearest cell tower. A second. Do you understand what I'm saying here?
The reason
why these cell phones were, why these frequencies were used, is because they are highly penetrative. They can go through practically anything. And that's why, you know, because people kind of moan, they complain about, oh, I can't get signal, this, that, and the other. And that was, so that's less and less of a problem because these cell towers are now everywhere, and the cell phones are getting more and more sophisticated and intelligent. They've got very intelligent technology in them. And, but yeah, it's the reason why if whenever you've got the signal, that means, you know, you take your phone out, you've got the bars, whenever you've got a signal on there, that means that you are being subjected to cell phone radiation, this, you know, radio frequency radiation.
Would you say that, you know, a lot of people love to have 4G because it's much quicker, the higher speed or whatever, or the 3Gs. Is the higher, that higher level then is going to be more radiation than even the lesser, or is that, it, does that?
Yeah, in all probability, but we don't have much in the way of studies on this yet. There's one study I know so far on 4G, you know, there's hardly anything being done on it. But basically, you know, 4G is an improvement on 3G in the sense that, if that's one way you want to look at it, but it's an improvement in the sense that for users, you know, in terms of, because you can do video streaming and it's got, you know, higher data capability. And so that that implies that you know, the exposures would be worse, but there's it's very difficult to say with precision. But there is there's been studies done on this type, you know, the cell phone radiation now for decades, and the first kind of we've known that radio frequency radiation in any case was dangerous right since the 1930s. Because that's when radar was introduced, which is what we call non-ionizing radiation. This whole thing is all non-ionizing radiation, okay? So radar, it's the same technology, basically. And what your microwave oven uses, it's the same technology. And you see what happens when you put something in the microwave oven, you switch it on, it excites the molecules, and it cooks it. Well, that's the same thing with your cell phone. And that's what it, that's the same.
So it's cooking. It's kind of cooking our brain away, in a way.
Kind of cooking our brain very, very slowly. Yeah.
very, very slowly. And I've been using cell phones since 1985. I think I need to get something. Oh my goodness! And because in our business, we're able to do things from wherever as long as we have the phone and the internet. Oh, that's scary. Well, is there anything we all can do about this with the cell phone use to eliminate some of this? Maybe use earplugs or headsets, or is there anything?
So you know, it's there's lots of things you can do. So the first thing is just to realize it's not all about cell phones and what they're doing. It's not that simple. There's more to it than that. There's a lot more to it, because there are a lot of technologies that are using EMFs in one way or another, and the exposures are very, very varied and different, and at different frequencies. But just to take the example of cell phones, so cell phones are important because most people have got a cell phone nowadays, and so most people are exposed. And also, cell phones are important because the way we use them, that's to say, we tend to put them next to our brain. And, you know, like I just mentioned, the microwave oven, that's a good example, because if you've ever put anything in a microwave oven which is perfectly dry, you realize it doesn't actually cook it because it needs moisture to work. And, well, it's the same. This radio frequency radiation, it's attracted towards anything which has got moisture, and that's why it's attracted to organs. And the brain
it sounds terrible, but go ahead.
That's right. And so the brain gets zapped. When you put your cell phone next to anything with a water content, then that's that's where what that the waves are attracted to. And so it's that's the really the first bit of advice. The number one bit of advice is to understand that distance is your friend. And you know, even if you look at the iPhone, which is, you know, one of the most popular phones of today, and if you look in the manual, of an iPhone, what does it say? Okay. Now you don't know. You don't know because nobody
reads all that.
Manual.
Nobody reads
all that small, you know, all that fine print. But it does actually give a warning about how to use your cell phone. And it says in the iPhone manual to keep the phone 15 millimeters from your head. Now, you know,
really?
People don't... Yes.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, so I'm in trouble. Okay.
You can imagine if you know, Apple, which are selling iPhones, if they're putting in their, you know, their, what do you call it?
Disclaimer kind
of,
yeah.
Manual, if they're putting this information in the user manual to keep the phone 15 millimeters, if they're going to that length of doing that, then that certainly would that not indicate to you that maybe there is a problem?
But how do you do that and still talk unless you have like an earpiece or something?
Well, 15 millimeters is nothing. You know, it's 15 millimeters. It's 1.5 centimeters. So it's like it's less than an inch. It's about half an inch. Okay. So you could actually.
Oh gosh, because we all hold it right on there because it's hard to. Oh my goodness, I see what you mean.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is each millimeter counts, because the way this radio frequency radiation works is it works like most things in nature that say it's not a linear relationship. Okay, it's an exponential one. Okay.
Okay.
So that means for if you hold your cell phone 2 millimeters away, then it's many, many times less offensive, less aggressive than if you hold it right next to your ear. Do you understand? So it's a multiple.
I've been holding mine right up to my ear. Well, we had the ones that you had in your car years ago, up to my ear for now 20. Oh my gosh, almost 30, 20, 29 years. That's pretty scary. Okay, I'm glad
so
we found out about
friend,
you, Lloyd. I'm so glad. Wow.
So speakerphone, or a headset, preferably an ear tube headset. But what the idea is to get that phone as far away from your head as possible.
Okay. So if you have the headset or you have the ear thing, then that's different, because that's going to be put right in your ear, but that's not going to have the EMF. It's going to be different. That amount that's coming in your ear, right?
It's going to be reduced. It's going to be reduced, but you're still being exposed. But you're being exposed, you know, to a significantly less extent than if you were holding it, you know, pushing it right against your ear.
Wow. So definitely keep it away and use. What about portable phones? A lot of people use portable phones in their homes if they're still using them in addition to cell phones, just because it's easy to walk around.
Right. Same problem, possibly worse. I say possibly worse. Now, those phones use the same technology. They're using the same technology as cell phones on about the same frequencies. And the reason I say possibly worse is because many people have these phones all over their homes, and many people have them in their bedrooms. And the thing about these phones is you've got the phone and you've got the base. Okay, so you've got a handset and the base. Now, with those phones, even when you're not using them, the base is emitting radiation 24/7. So if that thing's next to your bed, it's emitting radiation 24/7 right next to where you sleep, and that's just the worst thing possible, really, because that's the time when you can, you know, when your body recovers. There's lots of cellular processes going on at night, notably melatonin production, which is a really important hormone. We know that cell phone radiation exposures reduce melatonin production, and it's a wonderful hormone. It's you know, it's called the miracle hormone. So it's like, it's just that alone. Just that alone is very, very, you know, important and can have significant health effects.
Oh my goodness, I just I'm doing everything wrong. Oh, I can that's really wow. So, well, now if someone has a regular phone, not a portable, like a regular, I guess it's going to be just a, not even a portable. They're still going to have, I don't know if there's radiation off that. So these dangers, what have they found out so far? Is it kind of like tying into cancer and other diseases or Alzheimer's or what type of...
Well, there's been a lot of studies on this because people tend to think, well, why don't I know about this? Why have I not heard about this? And... the thing is, there are studies on this. There are thousands of studies on this. But, you know, most people don't read studies. I wouldn't be reading studies if it wasn't for the fact that I, you know, became affected. And so I realized how important it was, and I decided I want to get the message out to people. But the studies are there. And the studies, you know, the studies are talked about. There's links between... cell phone use and brain tumors. There's links between, you know, and it's just not just brain tumors, it's kind of brain tumors on the side of the head where you use the phone. You know, the biggest study on this is called the Interphone study. And they found that. There's lots of different, links between cancer and, cell phones, or notably glioma and acoustic neuroma, which is a form of brain cancer. There's a number of studies which have been carried out on that. Studies on temporal lobe and glioma risk also, a whole batch of studies carried out on that. Just a whole load of things, brain cell loss, brain affects brain activity, oral cancer, that's the other thing, because you put the phone next to your salivary glands, notably the parotid gland, and there's been studies carried out which have, you know, shown that there's a very clear association between cancer of the parotid gland and cell phone use. And
oh my
just
goodness.
many studies, melanoma is another one, breast cancer is another one, because a lot of, you know, young ladies putting these things in the bras, you know. Yeah, they put them in the bras, and we've got, you know, breast cancer rates, which are increasing. Also, a lot of women have got underwired bras, and so that acts as a kind of antenna, because we've got all this radiation frequency in the environment, you see. So anything metal, it acts as an antenna. It kind of receives and emits, and so, if you know, that can happen with a bra, it can happen with metal glasses. We've got eye cancers, studies being done on that, and just, you know, lots of DNA damage also, which is kind of the step before, you know, a cancer, but there's a relationship obviously between DNA damage and cancer, you know, it's kind of the precursor. So there is a lot of studies on this.
Time's flying by, give your contact information, and also it's really recommended that people sign up for your newsletter. I know I'm on your newsletter list now, and you have tons of information that you offer and research. So how do people contact you? They can sign up on electricsense.com?
Yeah, that's it. So electricsense, that's all one word, SENSE.com, and that's my website, which I started in 2009, and there's lots of information on there about the dangers, and there's a free report on there to kind of get people in the right direction on this, put people on the right track. There's lots of information on the studies and information on, you know, on what you can do to live a healthy life, you know, given that we're all surrounded by these EMFs.
Yeah, this is so exciting. I don't even want to take a commercial, really, because the time goes by so fast. You wrote an ebook called How to Beat Electrical Sensitivity, and so can people get that on from your website or Amazon or?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, no, it's not on Amazon. It's on my website. It's kind of a big book in the sense it took me over a year to write it, and electrical sensitivity is something really difficult to deal with. And so I decided I'd only sell it through my website because I wanted to help people. Really, that's what my website is about. I realized to help people, I needed to kind of interact with people. So it's not kind of one band, thank you, ma'am, just sell a book. It's really trying
to help
people.
That's fantastic. So you're engaged with them, and because they may be confused. So
exactly,
that's great.
Exactly. So I've got lots of ways that people can learn about what I did and, deal with their own symptoms and recover.
Find out right quickly, and it's electricsense.com, electricsense.com, electricsense.com. Well, you had mentioned, and I know we don't have enough time to go through all of them, but you mentioned that when I was talking about cell phones, that there's just so many other types of EMFs that are in that we're not even really aware of. Can you mention just a few things that we should look out for?
Sure. Well, first thing comes to mind is Wi-Fi, because we're in the same domain again. You know, we're in this, it's the same kind of radiation as emitted by your modem router, as I say. router, that's it. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, you're telling me we all want Wi-Fi because we don't have to want to just go right to, and you're saying that's bad because it's constantly around?
Yeah, you're zapping yourself 24/7 again.
No.
And Wi-Fi just makes no sense at all because, you know, who needs to use the computer, on the toilet or whatever? You know, you use your computer. Yeah,
but
you don't want to be taking your computer into your bedroom and doing, and all that is just, you know, it's just totally unnecessary and it's very bad for your health.
Oh my goodness.
Wi-Fi is really, and the thing is, even when you get rid of your, you say, oh, well, you know, I get rid of my Wi-Fi, but my neighbor's got Wi-Fi, so what's the point? Well, the point is because for the same reason as I was explaining before with the cell phone radiation, it's the thing about distance. It's the thing about this exponential effect with distance. So your neighbor's Wi-Fi is way less of a problem than your own Wi-Fi.
But how do we know to be, I mean, like they have the coffee, a lot of coffee shops have Wi-Fi in there now, you know, so that everybody can use their computers. The hotels have Wi-Fi. I mean, I travel a lot.
Just in general,
it's becoming, because it's so convenient. Do you have Wi-Fi? Great. Okay, we're having a meeting there. And so, oh, my goodness.
What I was just going to say is, if I can read between the lines and what the question you're wanting to ask me, is that we're in a world. I mean, I'm not against this technology, strangely enough, you know, because I got a lot of people, on my website, I want to create an open place where people could talk about this, interact, share their problems and find solutions. And there are a lot of I'm not an activist. There are a lot of activists here around, and they're trying to stop people, you know, they're trying to stop the cell phone towers and so on. And I'm not against the activists either.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
But the thing is, I'm just a realist. And the thing is, the telecommunications companies, they make billions out of all this. Our governments when they sell licenses off, they earn billions. Okay.
Billions.
So I'm a realist. You know, there's nothing which is going to stop that from happening. I don't think, not in my lifetime. You know, people are too seduced by this technology. So the thing is to understand the dangers and to make changes in your own life and in your own environment, the changes that you can, and the most important changes you can are in your home. That's where
right,
you start.
Exactly.
That's basic EMF protection, and that really applies for everybody. So we've got two levels with this. We've got, like, everybody, and why does it apply to everybody? Because for the reason I said at the beginning, everybody is electrically sensitive. It's just you don't realize it, okay? So everybody needs to take basic EMF protection. And then you've got the other group of people who are, you know, who've got this sensitivity of feeling some a reaction. And then those people, then you need to take that a level further. And that is a lot more involved, obviously. It's a lot more long-term. And that's really something quite different. But for most people, yeah, the thing for most people is, like, 95% of the population is just this thing of basic EMF protection. And that means... if you do have a cell phone, using it in the right way, which there's lots of tips on that, which I've just gone through very briefly, to eliminate Wi-Fi and wireless from your home. Eliminate wireless from your home.
So
just
have your computer plugged in, just have it plugged into the cable, but not the wireless. Just turn off the wireless.
Well, it's a lot better now.
Plugged into the router.
A lot. Yeah, I mean, why do you want Wi-Fi?
Well, because of convenience of going room to room and it's working, but I see what you mean because it's not worth it if you – wow. This has been so wonderful, too good. Well, you know, it makes me wonder, though. I mean, you know, 20 years from now, they'll have the commercials. If you've been subjected to your cell phone, you may be able to sue. You know, all these lawsuits are going to come eventually, probably. It's so sad that
you know,
you would think.
The cell phone, just one point on that, you know, the cell phone companies, the cell phone manufacturers, they cannot get insurance for health damage from cell phones.
Really?
They've no insurance for that. They've no insurance.
Wow. It makes me wonder, because you're right, billions of dollars are made on this. Why aren't they, and maybe they are, because I don't know, right? I need to learn a lot. Why aren't these companies coming up with some way to really limit this radiation?
Because for the moment, they don't need to. Because for the moment, they're doing... they're tackling this exactly the same way as the tobacco industry did.
Okay.
And basically, doubt is their product. And all they're wanting to do is create doubt about this. And, you know, people, you know, to be honest, I'm saying all this because I've lived it. But
yeah.
Most people haven't got time for this. They just think, well, you know, I'm going to die of something anyway.
No,
it's true, but it's like, the thing is, EMS is not just, you know, something else you might, you know, you should be concerned about. It's like, well, you know, according to one Nobel Prize nominee, it's the biggest threat there is to the human race. You know, it's that
big. It makes
so
much sense, and it's the biggest, and it's out there with everybody. I mean, there's governments even giving cell phones away, you know, when people can't afford them. I mean, they're just giving it everybody, and I'm not just focusing, I mean, I know, like you said, there's radiation from other things also in our home and outside, et cetera, but these phones that are being put up to our, because most people do, I mean, you put the phone up to your ear because it's, you get, I know after all the years of talking on the phone, I mean, I've been in the industry for 30 years, I end up getting a little tone deaf in my left ear because I've always had the phone to my ear, you know, and I'll talk a little louder and not realize I'm talking louder because I'm so used to having the thing up to my ear.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. There's studies done on that. Yeah. There are studies there. Which are showing a relationship between, you know, these kind of hearing problems and cell phone radiation. Absolutely.
Wow, this is
the thing is, to be totally clear to everybody that's listening, is there is no, you know, kind of cause and effect, proven cause and effect, saying that cell phone radiation causes brain cancer, full stop. Okay, we don't have that. We've got a link, but we don't have absolute proof. But the thing is, you know, we've been in this situation before, been in it with asbestos, sunbeds, and cigarettes. You know, like the asbestos, we knew about the dangers in the 19th century. Yeah, it was like in the late 1800s. We knew about the dangers. But we didn't actually do anything until nearly 100 years later. We didn't pass the law until 100 years later.
That's horrible. You know, it's like they have to see so much damage done.
That's the situation we are now with the cell phones.
That's horrible. It's like having to see so much damage done, you know, before they do it. Just like even something like traffic lights, as simple as that is, I don't know how they do it there, but there have to be so many accidents, and then they'll put it up. I mean, just for an example, it's just not good that with cigarettes. Of course, now we look at, you know, how can you smoke cigarettes when you know what it does? And many people still are. I know when it, you know, the 40s and 50s, they didn't know how bad it was, although some people say, yes, they did, but they didn't really have the same. Boy, I really champion you and congratulate you for doing what you're doing because it's so needed for people to have knowledge is power, right? And, well, we've got about 12 minutes left. You had said that people have electrical sensitivities, and you definitely did, right? Because it affected
everybody you. Everybody has an electrical sensitivity. Everybody, yeah.
Okay.
It's just that most people can't feel the reaction, but everybody's electrically sensitive, yeah.
Yeah. Now, when you found that out after 2 years and you start doing all your research and making the changes, did your headaches go away? Did your, like, the pain in your head, the feelings, the sensation, like, immediately, like, did they go away with you stopping?
Not
or
immediately.
Did you have to do?
No. It took a long, long time because I had to dig really deep on this thing in every sense of the word you can imagine. Dig deep in the sense of the EMFs, because I kept figuring things out, you see.
Wow.
I kept thinking, well, I've understood this. And then, you see, the thing is, when it all starts, the first thing really you need to do is to have some kind of meter. You need to have an EMF meter. And, you know,
that's a good – where do people – because they used to use those. I mean, the gas and electric company would bring them out, you know, to test the bigger ones. Mm. So can you just buy a regular meter anywhere at the hardware store?
Absolutely.
Yes? Okay.
Yes, on places like Amazon, but – I do meter reviews on my website, so I take meters and I do the reviews of them. I test, you know, I put them through the, I test them and I. So there is information on that. But yeah, you don't need to have a degree in physics to, you know, make one of these meters work. So when I started, the thing I did was I did actually buy a meter, but I bought the cheapest meter I could find. You see. Because I thought, well, you know, I don't really need this, or I don't want to spend too much money, being a bit of a cheapskate, and, you know. And this meter was just basically useless. I mean, it was so insensitive, because sensitivity is everything. Because the most sensitive thing is the human body, and no matter what meter you buy, you know, I was speaking to a guy who does testing down in California, and he's got a $25,000 meter, okay? But his meter is nothing like as sensitive as what the human body is. We're just ultimately the most sensitive thing there is. So you need a meter. You don't need to spend $25,000, but for, you know, $100, $150, you can get something reasonable. You can get something with reasonable sensitivity. And so the thing is, there's all kinds of different kind of frequencies because of this thing called electromagnetic spectrum. And then down at the bottom, we've got things, what we've got, power frequency, which is in the US, it's 60 hertz, 60 cycles per second. So you need a meter to test that, and that can be electric fields and magnetic fields. And the thing which we've not talked about at all is, you know, just in your own home, okay, just to broaden this a little bit. But in your own home, imagine there's no Wi-Fi, imagine there's no cordless phone, and imagine there's no cell phone. None of that, okay? No wireless. Imagine there's no wireless. So let's step back 30 years, okay?
Okay.
Or 20 years, okay? Then still, there can be major EMF exposures in your own home.
From what?
Because from electricity.
Oh, wow. That makes sense.
Electricity in the wires. And this is something else which you think, oh, well, you know, that's, nah, can't be true. You can't be right, you know? Otherwise, we wouldn't have it. Everybody wouldn't have electricity in their own home. Well, you do your homework. Look at the work done by Dr. Sam Milham, okay? He's been studying this he's one of America's leading epidemiologists. He's been studying this most of his life. He's a very distinguished doctor. And, you know, he's looked at the electrification and the, you know, certain diseases, development of certain diseases, and there is a very clear correlation. there's a very clear correlation.
Oh, my goodness.
The thing is, the electricity, what you need to understand is the electricity that goes in the wires around your home, it doesn't stay in the wires. It doesn't stay in the wires. It permeates out through the home. Okay, and we're electrical beings, as I said at the beginning, and so we're affected by that electricity too. And the other thing is, because of all this, you know, all this wireless which is going on, all that, those electrical wires are kind of, they're like reverberating this radio frequency radiation that's been emitted by these cell towers and by wireless. Do you understand? By the modem.
Yeah,
you know?
that's unbelievable.
And so all this is just making just one, you know, one massive electrosmog, which we're all living in, and which our bodies are being subjected to, and yet we're totally unaware of it.
So we're breaking down, basically. Their bodies are breaking down. They're saying, this is enough, enough. It's too much, right? And it's,
well, you know, you're saying to me, what's going on? Well, you look at what's going on. Autoimmune diseases, they're skyrocketing. Things like CFS, fibromyalgia, neurological disorders, they're skyrocketing. You know, things like multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's. Cancers, as I was saying before, they're skyrocketing. You know, brain cancers, melanoma, lymphoma, breast cancer, prostate, all these kind of cancers, it's all skyrocketing. You'll say, well, why, how? You know, then people are going, well, is this technology really dangerous? Well, sure it's dangerous. Look what's going on. So you're saying, Lloyd, that it's all because of these EMFs? No, I'm not.
I didn't know, right, exactly.
But it's because of the EMFs and all the other toxic exposures that are in your environment. It's in the food we eat. It's in the air we breathe. It's the pollution, you know, from the ozone. It's all,
oh, it's
all
terrible.
The toxic exposures, the whole mix, the whole mix. That's the truth of it.
And we need to do what we can to limit it for ourselves and our families and people around us. And you getting this knowledge out is phenomenal, because I think a lot of people really just aren't aware at all of how much the danger is, and start thinking, just like I have with the last 30 years on the phones, oh, okay. I've had my neck from turning the phone, holding, and I'm supposed to use headsets, and you just get busy, and we become creatures of habit and do what we do, not realizing the imminent dangers. And I think, and what you're doing is just wonderful to get everybody knowledgeable. It's just, wow, it's really good to know that there's things we can do, like turning the Wi-Fi off, you know, using a headset or keeping the phone away. It's nice to know that. And then with the electrical and to buy, gosh, to pay $100, $150 for a meter just sounds like everyone should get one, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody should have one, because that seeing is believing. And then you get the meter and you go, wow. Wow, you know, that clock radio next to my bed, is it really giving off a magnetic field? You know, a researcher who works for the Environmental Health Trust, a chap called Lloyd Morgan, same name as me, same spelling, but Lloyd Morgan, he had a massive brain hemorrhage, and he was an electrical engineer, and he knew very little about, despite being an electrical engineer, knew very little about EMS and health. And one day in an Indian restaurant, he had this massive, massive brain hemorrhage.
Oh.
And they took him into hospital, and the surgeon performed this life-saving surgery on him and had this tumor removed. And when Lloyd Morgan came around, he said to his surgeon, well, you know, how can this be? What caused this? And the surgeon looked at him in the ear, and he said, probably EMFs.
Oh, my gosh.
And he didn't know anything about that. And now he's the head research guy for what's called the Environmental Health Trust, which is headed by Dr. Deborah Davis, who's a researcher, a former collaborator under the Clinton administration. And there's a lot of people working. There's not just Lloyd here. There's a lot of people working on this. But there's a lot of other people who really don't want this information to get out.
Because of money, all in the sake of money, which is so sad. You know, you would think that companies would just really come up with products that they could still make money on that would protect, you know, help people, to shield it a little bit.
Well,
you know,
that would
put them in the right direction. Huh?
That's right. And the consumers at the moment, they don't want to, you know, everybody's, you know, it's, times are hard. We're living in, you know, an economic recession. We don't really know what's, you know, what tomorrow's going to be made of. So it's not really on top of people's agenda.
No, but it really needs to be. And I imagine even I was thinking babies, that people use the monitors, and they put the monitors in the baby's room.
Exactly. Same thing again. Wireless, digital pulse radiation.
Yeah.
All that entails. And for children, don't think that children are small adults. They're not. It's way worse. The effects of this on children, it's way worse. That's what the studies are telling us, because their cells are multiplying, dividing a lot quicker, and the whole thing just, it's just accelerated. It's way worse.
Oh my goodness, it's I'm gonna do a lot of research myself too, and definitely put this out here because this is just so needed. Wow. That you definitely want to go to electricsense.com and sign up for Lloyd's newsletter. And I'm going to get your ebook too. I think that's just how to beat electrical sensitivity.
There's another ebook. That's really for somebody who's electrically sensitive. But I've written another. It's a book called Long-Term EMF Protection. And that's more of a general ebook, which probably, in your case would be better. And you can, when you subscribe to the newsletter, there's information on that.
Okay, fantastic. Wow. It's, again, we're speaking with Lloyd Burrell. He's an expert, and I can say you're an expert, Lloyd. You said you may not be an expert, but I can say you're an expert. With what you've done and what you've been through, and what you're bringing out to people, it's amazing, and your knowledge on this, and it's such a pleasure to have had you on today. Anything you'd like to add to the? I guess there's so much. I mean, we could go on for hours. Actually, this is a topic that's just unbelievable in the amounts of. Well, I guess in the cars too, right? Anything electrical that's going to be emitting EMFs is just all around us, right?
Well, the thing is, using a cell phone in a car, a car is like a Faraday cage. It's a metal enclosure, just like your microwave oven, Faraday cage. You probably remember that term from physics at school. And so it's just bing, 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 bing. It's bouncing around in there. And again, you're this water, this water composition of the body. And so you're just, it makes it all worse. You're just caught up in all this radiation.
Oh, my gosh, it's scary. It's scary because, wow, no, it's just scary because, I've always said because of what I do, the internet and the phone has been heaven for me because it gives me the freedom to go do what I need to do with the, And
that's exactly where I was. That's exactly what my situation. That's exactly what I was, that's what I thought. My cell phone, it transformed my life. And then it transformed it in kind of a bad way. But then I realized it actually transformed it in a really good way. And now I'm just so happy that my eyes have been open to all this, and that's why I talk about it, because I just think it's important that other people, and particularly our children, should know about all this.
You're helping millions and millions of people, literally. And with technology, you're able to get the word out, but with the safe technology, that's the key.
Exactly.
And safe and knowledge. Knowledge is always so much power. So.
Yeah.
Gosh, it's been wonderful. We're already coming to the end of the show. It goes by so fast. I'd love to have you back sometime if you're okay with that too. And we want to get the word out. And I'm going to be getting your information out to all our clients and customers and everywhere I can, because this is just amazing. I'm going to be going to the store to buy the headsets and the other things and turn off the Wi-Fi. And whoa, this is. Incredible. So we want to say one last, electricsense.com, one last parting comment to our listeners, and then we're just about at the end.
I think you summed it up really, is to use this technology safely. The technology is here to stay, so there's no point in being against it, but you need to understand what the dangers are, and you need to act in consequence of those dangers, and particularly protect your children from those dangers.
Well put. So, again, this is Lloyd Burrell, and you can reach him at electricsense.com. and
Facebook,
everybody,
also, Twitter, YouTube, yeah, do the whole social media thing.
Oh, you're on YouTube too? Okay, that's great, because everybody gets on there.
Yeah, I've got lots
they can
of videos showing, you know, how, you know, cell phones emit and how to use, you know, your iPad and stuff like that, and, you know, emissions
okay.
from certain devices, from electrical devices in your home, lots of videos about dirty
electricity. So they just type in Lloyd Burrell and they'll find you? They type in electric sense and Lloyd Burrell, right?
To find-